We begin with an exclusive story from our Southeast Asia correspondent Zoe Daniel about accusations that Thailand's military shot and killed Rohingya people fleeing conflict in western Burma. The military has denied shooting the asylum seekers who were trying to land in southern Thailand by boat. People who were on the boat have told the ABC that they jumped into the water and swam when Thai authorities began towing it away out into international waters. It's claimed that Thai soldiers then fired shots, and Thai villagers say they later retrieved two bodies from the water, one with a gunshot wound to the head. Southeast Asia correspondent Zoe Daniel.
Communal violence in western Burma is driving thousands onto boats to find safety. Fighting between ethnic Buddhist Rakhine Burmese and Rohingya Muslims has led to the Rohingya being isolated in camps. They're a stateless people, unaccepted by either Burma or neighbouring Bangladesh, and now many are seeking homes elsewhere. Around 5,000 to 6,000 have so far arrived in Thailand, but the journey is an ordeal in itself. In this case, four men accuse Thai authorities of towing their boat out to sea in what's known as a pushback to remove them from Thai territory and then opening fire when they jumped out of the boat. When the boat was being towed out, we were afraid we'd be pushed out to sea, so 10 to 15 people jumped off. Then they opened fire, he says. The men say some warning shots were fired. It's unclear whether the Thai officers deliberately fired at those in the water. However, survivor Rafiq told me that even as he was swimming, he knew that one or two people were dead. Of about 15 who jumped into the water, at least 8 people remain unaccounted for. He doesn't know what became of them. I don't know. I know that one was dead. Some said two were dead, he says. Rafiq and 3 others were picked up by a fishing boat and are now in hiding in a Thai village. The boat carrying about 100 Rohingya first reached Thailand after it ran out of fuel. A passing fisherman towed it to Surin Island north of Phuket, where villagers provided food and water before calling the authorities to help the new arrivals. Videos provided to the ABC show both a Thai Navy boat and a boat from the Internal Security Operations Command at the island. The Rohingya say that after the authorities arrived, they were put back on their own boat and towed out to sea where the incident occurred. None of the videos obtained by us show any shooting. However, villagers confirm they heard gunshots and later retrieved the bodies of 2 men from the water. As we're also Muslim, we wanted to help retrieve the bodies to do a religious ceremony. We feel miserable. All the villagers who saw them feel miserable, villager Manat Are told me. We saw 2 fresh graves where the villagers say they buried the men. They say that one of the bodies had a gunshot wound to the head. Thailand's Internal Security Operations Command denies the allegations. In a statement, it says, "The allegation is not true. There was no such incident. They were not shot by Thai authorities." It's unclear what happened to the boat the men jumped off and around 100 more Rohingya passengers who are said to have been on it and who are clearly shown in the videos from the island, which depict a large group of men and a few women and children. Many are trying to get to Malaysia and beyond. If possible, I want to go to Australia, says Rohingya man Habumara. This is not the first allegation levelled at the Thai authorities, who were accused last month of removing the engine from a Rohingya boat, which then drifted all the way to Sri Lanka over 25 days. Of 130 people on that craft, 97 died. In Pang Nga, Thailand, this is Zoe Daniel for PM.